Gizmoverse is here. Let's go.
What's up? You're back on a nice show on CFM. It's Gizmoverse with me, TP. So Gizmoverse is a segment where we talk about all the tech and gadgets news. And today we've got Maxis CEO Gohan Ode to talk with us about the upcoming plans and projects right here in Sarawak and Sabah. For example, the expanding of the network coverage right here in East Malaysia. So right now, Mr. Gokhan, can you tell us a bit about the vision behind the company Maxis?
As Maxis, we've been on a journey for the last 3 years. We started back in 2019, beginning of it. We declared a new vision for the company, a plan that we call Max Plan. And the vision is to be Malaysia's leading converged solutions company. Because historically, we've always been known as Maxis, the best mobile company in Malaysia. But we, as management team and the board, decided that there are more opportunities than to be just a mobile company. And that's why we decided that we want to be a converged solutions company. This was back in 2019. And what it means is not only continuing to have the best mobile network in the country, but also, equally important, building a fiber network, a fixed network, to complement this network, and so that it's converged network, not just mobile. But on top of it, not just convergence, but we said solutions. We want to grow in solutions. We want to be able to offer our customers, not only individual customers, but especially enterprise customers, meaning SMEs, small and micro SMEs, corporations, governments. We said connectivity is good. It needs to be stable connectivity, not just mobile, but together with fiber. But it's not enough. We need solutions for people to use, both individuals and companies. And we declared our ambition to be a converged solutions company. And for the last 3 years, we have been walking this journey.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gohan. Right now, we'll take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back to talk with the Maxis CEO right after this. It's TFM, always with you.
Tech lovers, gadget enthusiasts, this is your heaven, Gizmoverse.
Yo, what's up? The Night Show on TFM, and you're back with me, TP, on TFM here. Tonight is Gizmoverse, and tonight in the studio, we've got a Maxis CEO, Mr. Gohan Ode, to talk about the upcoming urban development in Sabah and Sarawak, as well as the whole of Malaysia. Now, in the past 2 years, the pandemic has hit us very hard. Every industry faced difficulties along the way. Can you tell us how Maxis managed to pull through and seize the opportunity to do something different than any other companies?
So COVID hit us, as you guys all know, and it hasn't been easy for any one of us. I hope your families are all okay.
Yeah, they're all right. Thank you very much.
It hasn't been easy. This whole closure, MCOs, that started in 2020, then again 2021, January, February, again in June, July, last year. It has been tough times. Nevertheless, what happened is a couple of things. One, we've seen that our ambition, our vision was really the right one. Because what happened, you guys are all aware, we all had to stay home. All of us had to live, work, study from home. And at home, the best connectivity is fiber connectivity, guys. I mean, mobile, as the name suggests, it's a mobile technology. It's a on-the-go consumption of internet technology. So fiber home connectivity really became so essential that we were almost right. We were almost ready for this kind of change. Of course, because of COVID, everything wasn't also as planned. But we really, as company, were agile. We took fast decisions and we continued to talk to people, talk to our consumers, both individual and companies, a lot. I can easily say that we made good use of the last 2 years. We did a lot of research, for example, with IDC Corporation. We researched among enterprises, their changing needs, how they see digitalization, how the COVID is impacting the way they do business, what their future plans are, what their needs are. And we've been doing a lot of consumer research at the same time, trying to understand. And all that research actually guides us to do the things that we're doing.
Wow, that's amazing. It seems like Maxis is really indeed the number one mobile and fiber network in Malaysia, seeing that how they are always ready and efficient into pulling through every hardship and difficulty. All right, right now we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with CEO of Maxis, Mr. Gohan, right after this, after the break. This is TFM, always with you.
Gizmoverse, getting you all the tech and gadget news you ever need.
Gizmoverse on a nice show on CFM. Welcome back. It is your boy, TP. Tonight in the studio, we've got CEO of Maxis, Mr. Gohan Ode, and we've talked about what Maxis have done, what have they envisioned, how did they pull through the whole pandemic and rise above the rest. But right now, we want to ask, right, Mr. Gohan, tell us about the new plan RKRM, Rangkaian Kita, Rangkaian Malaysia.
We started this new campaign, brand campaign, Rangkaian Kita, Rangkaian Malaysia. We launched it on February 9th. It's a reminder for all of us what we're trying to do. And it really captures the spirit of our purpose really well. We say Rangkaian Kita. It's the Maxis network. It's the converged network, mobile and fiber and solutions together. It's the service that we have for the people of Malaysia, for the people of Sarawak, people of Sabah, for Rangkaian Malaysia, as we called it. And when you talk about Rangkaian, there are many Rangkaians actually, and it's the celebration of diversity in Malaysia, which is really dear to me. I mean, I'm coming from Turkey. We are quite homogeneous. So when I came here, I never felt as a foreigner because so much diversity. And talking about diversity, Sabah and Sarawak is the peak of diversity, guys.
And how do you think this plan, RKRM, will resonate with the rest of East Malaysians?
I think it might actually resonate even more than anywhere else, for the same reason, this whole diversity. Because the campaign is about Rangkaian Malaysia, it's about Rangkaians, networks of people, communities of people. What we're trying to do underneath the umbrella is to be able to go to different Rangkaians. For example, Rangkaian Badayu is one Rangkaian. It's a community which is different than the others. So what we're trying to do is understand their needs, serve them in the best way that we can. We have youth Rangkaians, we have women Rangkaians, but here in Sabah and Sarawak, you have even more Rangkaians, communities, that we are trying to be closer, listen to, create products and services, solutions according to their needs. It will resonate. The Gawai Festival time, we will be talking to many of the Rangkaians here in Sarawak, which is a great wealth for the nation, actually. The more different you are, the more Rangkaians you have is good for the nation.
Wow, I love what you said, Mr. Gohan. It literally means Maxis loves unity, and Rangkaian Kita, Rangkaian Malaysia will bring us all together as well. Amazing plan. Right now, we'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with CEO of Maxis, Mr. Gohan Ode, right after this. TFM, always with you.
If you're into tech, then you're at the right place. It's Gizmoverse.
Hey, back in the night show on CFM here. Hello, what's up? You're back with me, TP. Tonight, we've got Maxis CEO, Gohan Ode, in the studio to talk about Maxis' plan, vision, and their plans for expanding their network coverage right here in Sabah and Sarawak. Now, we know that Malaysia is entering a new era of 5G network, but due to the pandemic, a lot of plans have to be pushed back, put on hold, be it the economy, education, social, everything expected. And even when we're trying to recover from the pandemic, a new wave of Omicron breaks out and everything needs to be replanned again. However, this also propelled the digital development of the country, and a 5G network has become a disruptive technology for industrial transformation in all fields. So, Mr. Gohan, can you share with us what are your thoughts on the 5G network era?
Couple things. One, we are thinking about it as part of our overall network, converged network. So it's one of the technologies, but it's not the only one, right? Because I've been telling you 4G, fiber, satellite. Now 5G will be another one in our portfolio. That's how we see it. That's why we call it actually Rangkaian Manyal Ruh. We've been ready to launch 5G as company since October 19, 2019. Of course, there has been different conversations, different discussions about 5G, and the latest one, we've been working with MCMC and the ministries, both ministries, Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Telecommunications, to see how we can help to do this if it's the decision by the government.
All right, we can't wait when Maxis decided to roll out a 5G network to the whole of Malaysia and made it available for everyone. All right, now, Mr. Gohan, for a long time, Maxis has brought together the best talent to help individuals, businesses, corporations, and nations to stay ahead in a changing world. What are the things that you think can be better done in Malaysia, especially East Malaysia?
Malaysia needs to look at this similar to how we're looking at it, as a converged network. Still, many companies and organizations see connectivity as mobile connectivity, fixed connectivity, satellite connectivity, 5G. You need an overall view of the network. I think that's critical. Because all these technologies are just a means to connect to internet. And to be honest with you, as customers, consumers, you don't care, do you? I mean, you don't care these devices connect to the Wi-Fi here, or the 5G, or the 4G. All you want is you want to see a very fast, high bandwidth, low latency internet connectivity. You don't care if it's G or X or Y or Z. As long as you do your speed test and you see your speed to what, 40, 50, 100, 150, as long as when you push YouTube, it doesn't take buffer. So it needs to be thought as a package. That's the big improvement area, I think. For example, we believe if you're inside, it needs to be fiber. All homes, buildings, indoors needs to be connected with fiber. There is no point of trying to push mobile connectivity, 4G or even 5G into the building, because it's not the technology for penetrating through walls. And no, technology for it is you bring the fiber here, you radiate it with a good Wi-Fi coverage, you have mesh devices in few locations, and you have coverage everywhere indoor. So it needs to be looked at as a rangkaian menyeluruh.
I see. So it's basically to understand each of these technologies and know when or where should this technology be used. Very, very well. Thank you so much, Mr. Gohan, for joining us today for this special interview and have a chat with us about Maxis' upcoming plan, vision, especially expanding the network coverage right here in Sabah and Sarawak. Thank you so much for taking time out of a busy schedule, and we hope that we will get to chat with you again soon. Thank you very much. Goodbye. And for the rest of you, don't go anywhere. More of your favorite songs are coming up next. It's TFM, always with you.